Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, Monday. Oh, thank God it's finally here. Sheesh. So boring all weekend, just waiting to get in here on Monday morning.
Ooh. Yeah. So let's hear it. How great was your weekend?
It was great. You know what the best thing about today is, though? Right there.
Bryn's back, everyone.
My boyfriend's back, and I'm going to be in trouble.
Upgraded to boyfriend. Awesome.
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah, what just happened?
I don't know. Brittany's back. Guess who's back?
Back again.
Brittany's back. So, how was Vietnam? Oh,
epic.
Are you not on?
Yeah, I'm on.
Am I
on?
Hold on.
Oh, she's on.
I was going to sing with you.
Oh, I wondered if...
And you're going to be in trouble.
Hey, ya. Brittany's back. He brought back these, like, freeze-dried strawberries.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something about his flu.
Oh, you didn't bring that back, did you?
No, I think I'm pretty good. I just made sure I didn't want to bring it back in studio last week. So.
Well, yeah, we don't want a pandemic starting here. Is that a pandemic? Epidemic? Well, I don't know.
Whatever.
We don't want it.
We don't want any demics.
Leave it. Yeah.
None of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little bit under the weather, but it was great. Epic. Super fun. Super fun. A lot of food, you know, just dragging around. Cameron and carrying bags for the most part.
Did you eat the best food of your life?
It was fun. I had, well, the sickness wasn't, it didn't, you know.
Kind it's of all right, we get it, you're sick, but you had fun. You're on vacation, for God's sake.
Yeah, I ate a bunch of crap that you guys, I didn't even post it because I thought about it. And
you should
like,
have posted it,
nobody
so
wants
funny.
To see my duck blood or my balut with a little baby.
Yeah, no, you, yeah.
What's
you know
something
what?
That you're you right. ate that you had never eaten before?
Nothing.
Oh, you had already eaten everything.
Mm-hmm, pretty much. Yeah. You know, I eat everything.
Pandemic goes worldwide. Epidemic would be here in the studio.
Got
just
it.
Wanted
Thank
to
you.
Clear
okay.
that up
Thank
for
you,
everybody.
Vinny. Now
pandemic
we know.
Pandemic is worldwide. You yeah. would have brought an epidemic back, Bryn.
From a so,
thank God you
area,
isolated.
Well, I guess if it came
sure.
from... Sure.
That was, you know.
It is a pandemic.
Yeah. It's worldwide.
Anyway, you're better today.
I am. I'm great. You know, we still a little jet lagged, really, but it kind of works out for our schedule.
Yeah, I guess. I got up at 2.
Me too.
You did today?
No, I'm saying you.
Oh,
that you,
I
you
got
get
up at 2.
Two
I did get up
right.
at 2.
Me too.
It's funny. I got to the station pretty early today.
I got up at 1:40 this morning.
Oh, God.
I got like 4. You know what? I slept great all weekend. I got tons of exercise. I surfed my brains out. And then, sure enough, last night, 4 hours at the most.
Mm. What is that? It's like the first day of school or something. You can't. Mm-hmm. You just can't sleep.
It's just never going to change.
Hard.
So anyway,
it's because Mondays are so exciting.
That's it.
Yeah,
I'll keyed up for it. Mm. Yeah.
I got here and Uzette. I was like, hey, you get here every day this early. It's super early.
It is early.
It's like 4:15. Right. What the hell?
You got here at 4:15?
Yeah, somewhere around that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh God.
Ugh. What are you gonna do? Yeah. Try to go back to sleep and then ruin your whole morning. Right?
I know. Then you're like even more tired.
Right. Exactly. So.
Yeah.
I'd still go back to sleep.
I went and got a car wash.
At
this
2
morning?
In the morning?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why not? What are you going to do?
Just at the gas station?
Yeah. One of those. It's called a touchless
so you just drive
wash.
Through it?
You just drive
right.
through it.
Right.
And, you
right.
know.
Where do you go off? Hickey?
No. That one is not 24-hour. But this one is in off of Tanforan. And it's 24 hours, so, you know. Right. I washed Nita's car yesterday at 3 in the morning, and now I'm washing my car.
Lucky you.
You're a lot done when you're on the wrong schedule.
Yeah.
Altogether.
And Cameron is, too, so I take her out every morning at 3 a.m.
Come on, kid.
And get some McDonald's.
You did not.
Yeah. She just loves fries. I give her the fries.
Well, they're delicious. I mean.
She can say fries.
They're cooking fries at that early in the morning?
Yeah, so I learned something new. Here's a pro tip, guys. 3 a.m., you can get fries. 4 a.m., they stop serving fries.
Oh, funny.
4 a.m., it's only breakfast.
Oh.
Yeah, so you get hash browns instead, which she's fine with, but she likes the fries. Fries?
Funny. Another pro McDonald's tip that George told us is that if you want the fresh fries, you go to McDonald's and you ask them for fries without salt.
Oh.
Then they have to make them fresh.
Then you add salt.
And then you add salt, and then you got your fresh fries.
Oh. That is a pro tip.
That is good. Bryn, I posted this picture, speaking of car wash, on my Instagram. At the car wash. There's car washes like wherever. Ohio is one of them that they do spooky Halloween scary stuff. So you're in the car wash and then scary clowns come up to you or scary whatever boogeymans come up to your car. And it's so scary because you're trapped in your car and you can't do anything about it.
And so they're getting lucky wet. People don't slam on the gas and bail.
And just go. Oh, that's I bet you have to sign a release or something.
Yeah, you must have to know.
It's like $20.
You'd have to know because you would. You might.
No, you have to know. You're going specifically.
Oh, to that scary, spooky car. Got it. All right.
Yeah.
So these people are getting soaking wet, like they walk through the water.
They're in. Oh, yeah, the people that are the
clowns.
Yes.
Or the spooky people.
Yes, they're wet.
Oh.
That's their
job. Even scarier somehow.
Car wash. Working at the car wash,
Singer with me.
Oh.
What just happened?
I don't know.
I love that song.
She
I love
the words
that movie.
Is what happened.
I love that movie. We used to watch it all the time.
Yeah, so that is a good movie.
Vaughn is out today. And
no, Vaughn's here.
Oh, I thought Alex was doing the.
He's training
Alex
with
training.
Him.
I see.
Yeah,
well, Vaughn
will be out Wednesday and Thursday.
Wait, you're out
he's
Wednesday.
He's going to LA. I'm out Wednesday, correct.
What? Yeah, she's going to Hawaii for her birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
When's your actual birthday?
Saturday.
Oh.
Have you already bikini shopped?
Not one bit, but I have two brand new one pieces that I got for Sonoma when we did our show there.
So you wear one piece.
Yeah, and I have like 7 bathing suits right now.
Yeah.
So you're
maybe.
Good.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you get a pretty like over the top, what are those wraps called?
The cover-ups,
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah,
No, I mean, I have a couple of things
what
I could use as cover-ups.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, sarong's just something
you
just
tie
around
your waist.
Yeah, I have
your
plenty of
shoulder.
Those kind of stuff.
You don't need any of that stuff.
I like those.
I don't.
I'm always like, if I have to have a bathing suit on, I also need to have a long dress over it.
That's a surprise.
Or a long shirt.
Whatever.
Like that. Yeah,
no
sure.
Kidding.
No doubt.
The girl from Massachusetts doesn't know how it's done.
No, she doesn't. No, I do know how it's done. Cover it all up.
Yeah.
Gets to a point.
The place that I'm staying, I was talking to George yesterday, and he was saying that you and Christina and George went to the Fairmont Orchid, and if you remember, I think it's where they had a lot of those feral cats.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so you're going to the Big Island?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, we're flying in the same airport that we flew in when we went on the trip.
Oh.
And it's the Orchid is right by where the Waikoloa, wherever we stayed last time.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
We and that just happened. I didn't even plan it that way. It's just that's the way it happened.
So we were looking for waves, and that spot, there was a lady who was going around feeding over 100 cats.
Yeah.
I mean, you can ask George.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not 100, but it seemed like there were at least 100 cats in this parking lot.
I remember he posted
that she
pictures.
Was, they were, she had them in groups, and she was going to the different spots where, I don't know, it seemed really weird that you're doing this every day?
Well, she feels
that is
like they
strange.
Need to
she's probably still doing it.
We'll see. See if I see her.
What happens when she passes away someday and then all the cats are like, we're starving.
Right.
Where do we
go
now?
Food.
Yeah.
We need food. Well, there must be plenty of rats. They have those like mongoose things running around there all the time too. Just go get those cats, you know. cats find
she
ways
must
to eat.
Have a backup plan.
I guess.
There's no way that she doesn't have someone.
They do
who,
get reliant.
She can't possibly not ever take a day off.
She probably right. Leaves that. Them in her trust or something.
Yeah. She'll leave money. Feed those cats. Right. Here's all my money. Well, anyway, I thought the funniest thing was the Instagram post you put up of the basically people who play Frogger crossing the street there.
Oh, that looks, yeah. That
that's
was
a
good.
Freaking nightmare.
Yeah, I rode a scooter out there, too.
That's the only thing that you did post, isn't it?
I think it is.
That's all I saw.
I thought it was you.
Yeah, we
that.
Thought it was you at first, too, because it's a dude with a little, you know, kid yeah. with black yeah. hair it's, crossing.
Yeah. Right.
But then it you were posting you. It. And
yeah, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
I was thinking Anita would have beat your behind.
No, I mean, that's how you have to cross.
Oh my
that's
gosh,
the way you do
there's
it.
There's no crosswalk?
So, you know, I lead the pack usually, but it's very difficult with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, but that's how you cross. There's no other way to do it. Otherwise, you're going to sit there for days and watch these cars pass or motorcycles pass, uh-huh. scooters.
So you just close your eyes and step out into the road.
Yeah, it's actually more, like really intuitive. Like you have to just, they know that you're there and they go around you oh. and you just have to be confident, right? It's a trip. And riding a motorcycle is gnarly. But I've been doing that since I was like 8. Because I went there when I was young. Mm-hmm. And I used to ride in front of my uncle. And that's where I fell in love with riding. Mm-hmm. Because it's so damn hot anyway.
Yeah.
So once you hop on, the wind in your face and like the freedom of it. And everybody's on scooters. So if there is an accident, it's not nearly as serious. Does that
it
make
sense?
It
seemed like the traffic was actually going pretty slow too. Like it's moving, but it's clogged.
Yeah, it's very congested. Mm-hmm. And so when I was riding, it's elbow to elbow.
Where was like that?
Saigon, which is District 1. It's like the most touristy area, but right. it's also super packed. And so I'm riding around, you're hitting elbows, and people are carrying like all kinds of things, like 5 on a scooter.
Right, I was going to say, like their whole family and all their groceries on
yeah,
one little
groceries.
Scooter. Poor scooter. I'm like, oh my God, help me. Help me.
I saw a freaking dishwasher on one of these guys' scooters.
What?
A dishwasher, like, I don't know, 3 feet by 2 feet
oh
on the back
God.
Of his scooter with a strap on it. And
oh
he's just
my
like,
God.
like, oh my God. There's nothing they don't carry out
oh,
there.
Wow.
It's, oh my God.
It's, you know.
What a trip.
They're crafty.
Like in a world where you need dishwashers, you shouldn't live in a world where you have to strap them on the back of your scooter.
They get around.
Jesus.
It's pretty interesting.
That is
I think
crazy.
You'd love it. It's just mind blowing to see
yeah.
how
I'd love
people
it
live
if only
there.
If like my hotel and everything I wanted to go to was on the same side of the street. Then I'd be like, you would have to yeah. be like, this is perfect. This seems perfect.
Or
that part of the world is just inaccessible to me. I can't get
they'd
over there.
They'd have to serve you a bunch of drinks to get you brave enough to cross.
Or I'd just blindfold myself and just walk around wherever with my hands out in front of me.
So did you went with your whole family,
yeah,
right? Did they all get sick?
No, it was just me, Anita, and the baby because we're all in one cabin together.
Oh.
So.
I'm sorry, cabin?
Well, for the boat, that's when we got sick.
You're on a boat?
One night
okay.
in Halong Bay. Beautiful. I should post.
You should post a bunch of
yeah.
pictures.
But, you know, I was busy. On the boat for one night in Halong Bay, it's one of the world's most natural...
Beauty, wonders.
What do you call that? Wonders of the world. Mm-hmm. I forget. But Nita's like, we gotta go there. It's one of the 8 most natural wonders in the world.
I thought
and
it was 7. Whatever. They added an 8 just
well,
for you guys.
Actually, you know, it was 7, and they took one off, and they put Halong Bay on there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was a 2-hour flight to get there. Then we hopped on our limo bus and stayed on the yacht for a night.
That's one of those lists that people just decide they're on because no one really knows what's on
it. I feel bad for the one that got taken off.
Yeah, which one was it? No one even knows.
Supposedly they change it every year. I think they change it every so often.
I you know,
that was like the pyramids.
Yeah, exactly. It is.
Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
Oh, look it up too. Let me prove myself right.
Whatever.
All right.
I'm sure it's amazing right up until the point where you got the Vietnam super flu.
Yeah. It was. You know why I got the flu?
The Great Wall, uh-huh. Christ the Redeemer, Machu Picchu.
Here it is.
Chichen Itza, which is the Mexican.
I can't see the picture.
Oh, the picture.
See the Here picture.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, my God. I've seen pictures of that. That place is gorgeous.
It is gorgeous.
You got to hit images
trap,
on
though.
It.
It's not on my list.
Well, you're looking at
dated
list.
There's like
Taj Mahal,
man-made
the
wonders of the world, and then there's the natural wonders of the world. There's two separate lists, I think.
Sorry.
It's beautiful.
7 wonders of the world.
Oh, the water's so lovely.
It's absolutely beautiful. Is that the place that's like so thick with boats that they
no,
had to like...
No, it's not.
Okay.
But I stayed
so
on
you
the,
stayed
a
out
boat
there,
for one night.
And that's where you got
and
sick.
And we went from... Well, I think it's because it's so hot. Then you go into your room, and then the AC is cranked.
Yeah.
And so I fall asleep, then I wake up freezing, then I go back out into the sauna-like heat.
Did you say it's a Great Barrier Reef?
What?
Victoria Falls.
No.
Grand Canyon?
How long?
Mount Everest.
These are the natural ones.
Paracutin?
Ooh.
Precutin.
Never even heard of it.
Oh, Aurora?
No.
Niagara Falls. God, what is wrong with my internet?
How many did you just name? That was more than seven.
I don't know. That's...
Well, whatever, it's gorgeous. Look, yeah. Say the name of it again so people can Google it, image it.
Halong Bay.
Halong Bay. Halong Bay.
I think that's how they say it. But, it was really nice out there. I flew up north for that. That's North Vietnam.
I see.
But I started...
Oh, you flew... Once flew you up, were even there, you know... You
from
don't,
Saigon.
You get sick, you actually catch the bug a couple days before the, you know, symptoms start to happen. So maybe you got it on the plane. It was on that little plane with the recirculated air. Somebody had the Vietnamese super flu, and you caught it, and then it manifested on
who
the plane.
Who knows? Yeah, I don't know what it was from.
You got it somewhere. Can't believe you didn't give it to anyone in your family.
Well, I gave it to everyone
in
my...
No, but I mean...
Yeah, but
you know,
we didn't stay in the same
people.
Room. They all had their own rooms, but...
Well, you're back. You're better.
Back. It was very nice to
How
be
long
gone.
Be?
Very nice
it was great.
To be back. I'm so happy to be here.
This is infuriating.
He's still looking.
Don't, I cannot. It's all right.
I can't find one list with that on it.
Just type in
how about
Halong
seven
Bay
wonders
first.
Of the world in Vietnam.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, put that in there.
Type that in. You'll find it.
That ought to narrow things
Guaranteed.
Down. Jesus.
They really forced me to go there. I was like, come on, man. I don't have enough time in Saigon already. Why are we going to spend a whole day of travel to get to another tourist trap? But.
Turned out.
After it's all done.
Hoan Kiem
I'm like,
Lake?
No.
Sa Pa?
What are you
Gang Den Waterfall?
Oh, that
Gang
sounds ding. Beautiful.
Bin Island?
I'll show you my time lapse when I was
bin.
There. It's cool. And
I'll
post
put it
That's
on Instagram.
It
I'll look for it.
All right, fine. I'll do it
Nin
right
bin
now.
Ninh Bin is often referred to as Halong Bay.
Oh.
Ninh Bin?
How do you spell that? Can I see?
N-I-N-B-I-N.
Ninh Bin. There's got to be tone to that.
How
though.
Do you not...
What?
No. You didn't know you were in Ninh Bin?
I didn't know. I don't know a lot, man. When you go places like that, you realize how much you don't know.
Yeah.
And I also realize how terrible my Vietnamese is. It's good enough where, like, Anita's family was so impressed. I'm walking around, like, just saying stuff. But
what
like,
are you talking about? You couldn't even get past Angela.
So,
what's her name?
So Anita's family, Anita's family and your family?
Yeah.
All together? How'd
oh
that
my
go?
God, so great.
Really?
Yeah, hosting your in-laws around, you know what I'm saying? Being
sure.
in your best behavior.
Oh, yeah. Great.
So fun.
You were in these little boats?
Not the little ones. It was a pretty big boat.
Like and a cruisy type boat?
Yeah, like a cruisy type boat. Like a yachty type boat. It was pretty. It was
yachty.
Pretty.
Look like a
nice.
Little yachty? Or
yachty. Are you a lot
kind of biggie yachty.
No pollution?
Not out there. Oh my God, it was gorgeous. Let me try to find some photos. And
I'm looking at them now. It looks really killer.
Yeah.
I just hope it's still like this.
Every time Brittany goes to Vietnam, though, he comes back. He's always like, everyone should go. It's he loves it.
Sounds like it.
Oh my God, it's so great. Well, it's also good for, you know, your perspective of life. When you get out there and you realize how people live. Some people, it's so crazy because there's no in between. There's no like... regular, like, I guess, Bay Area style. You're either really rich or really poor.
No middle class, you're saying?
Yeah, no middle class. It's pretty gnarly. There's a lot of...
Poor people.
Poor people walking around, and they'll follow you, asking you for money, especially probably because you don't look Vietnamese. They'll probably chase you down. So you need to go with a Vietnamese person, and they'll jack up the price twice as much. How much is that sandwich? In Vietnamese, they'll say $2. The white guy next to me, they'll say $5.
Hey.
I'm like, I'm just going to stay quiet. None of my business.
Wow.
I'm just trying to get my sandwich.
Whatever.
For $2.
Yeah. I'm trying to ruin your game. You know what I'm saying?
So you should barter. So you're saying, if especially if you're white, you should barter for everything there.
Oh, yeah. Go half.
I'll give you $1.
Go half.
You're going to barter for food?
Well, I just got the tip.
Yeah. I mean, well, especially
when
you
shop. He just charged the Vietnamese guy next to me $2 for the same sandwich.
Anita was in heaven. She can't even bargain well, but she was, like, really good about it.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
What? Bargaining?
She's like Coco Chanel.
Yeah. So she doesn't bargain normally, but she knows. She looked it up on YouTube, and some dude is a white guy on YouTube showing you how to bargain in Vietnam. So the rule is just go half. They go, it's $5. $2.50. And they go, no, I can't do that. That's crazy. Okay, $4.50. No. $2.50. Okay, $4. No. And she says it in English the whole time, just sitting there quietly, like, oh my God, look at you go.
And she did it.
And she gets it.
Wow.
It's so unlike her. I would expect her to be like, I'll take the highest price one you
got. Well, no, I need the highest price. I need the designer sandwich.
None of these markets.
How high can we go?
These markets, man, they'll jack you.
Mm.
Let me see if I can
find
mine.
Right. Sorry. Isn't that what's happening at Coco? Wherever. Right.
I mean. There are no handbags worth $30,000. I'm sorry to say, everyone.
Well, they are, because $30,000 is
what a fool will pay
dollar,
for it.
A dollar and a half. $30,000. So a million is, I mean,
we're talking about
the currency actual,
exchange.
We're
yeah.
talking about
I know,
Chanel.
But you do buy a bag for $30,000.
I guess if you've got $30,000 and you're just like, I gotta stop carrying this around with me. Let me get a handbag for $30,000. I'll carry my other $30,000 in that. Mm-hmm. All right, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah, Minnie, Alice's Morning Show. Oh my God, thank God it's Monday. Here we go. Oh, I do. I'm obsessed.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.